The marketplace for healthcare is also changing. One new offering comes from a place you might not expect, Sam's Club. That's a division of Walmart, known as a place for low-priced groceries and bulk buying of household goods. This month, Sam's Club also began selling preventative health care to its customers. NPR's Nathan Rott explains how it works.
It's called the Prevention Plan.
What if there was a way to get on a path to better health?
And it's being called big business's newest way to crack into the healthcare field. It's not health insurance or a placement for the doctor, just a personalized prevention plan or health screening, at least for the people that can get it online. Here's how it works. You buy a kit through the internet from Sam's Club for $99. You then start by filling out an extensive health questionnaire, like you would at a doctor. Next, you mail a small blood sample, which you collect at home using the finger stick that comes with your kit, and then you send that information to U.S. Preventive Medicine, a company headed by Christopher Fay.
Our technology actually digests all that information, analyzes it, and then turns it into a plan for you based on your current conditions, based on your family history, based on the facts you have given us.
That plan will tell you your health risks and give you online recommendations, the idea being you catch a little something, like high cholesterol, before it becomes a big something, like a full-blown heart attack. It's based on preventive medicine, a theory that most physicians support, and the idea isn't exactly new. As Benjamin Franklin said in the 1700s, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. But now the idea is being packaged, marketed, and sold by a major retailer.
Healthcare consumes a huge fraction of our U.S. GDP, and so obviously there's a lot of money there.
That's Ativ Mehrotra. He's an analyst at the RAND Corporation and a professor at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. He says retailers have long looked at cracking into the multi-billion dollar healthcare industry. Minute clinics, eye clinics, pharmacies, all are different attempts to do just that. The prevention plan, Mehrotra says, seems like just the latest stab at it.
The idea of retailers entering the prevention area, I think, is really interesting and innovative. If we can provide those prevention services closer to where they work, live, or shop, I think that's a really exciting trend.
But Mehrotra does have some concerns about the necessity of running blood tests on people with no symptoms. Other critics worry that it will give people without a doctor or insurance a false sense of security. Also, many of the people who need health care are poor and lack the online skills needed for the plan. And from a business standpoint, it's hard to say whether it'll be lucrative or not. Walmart, the parent company of Sam's Club, hasn't found much profit in selling cheap prescription drugs. And analysts say Minute Clinics at stores like CVS and Walgreens haven't made much money either. Sam's Club officials say that profits aren't the focus, though. Club members say health care is one of their top three concerns, and this is a service to help them address that. But do customers really want healthcare help from the place they buy their toilet paper? Outside the Sam's Club in Waldorf, Maryland, customers have mixed feelings. Barbara Johnson's cart is loaded with groceries and paper towels. She'd rather the stores focus on items like that, let doctors deal with the healthcare.
I mean, it's just like if you needed a car, would you come here to buy a car or would you go to a dealership?
Jerry Ward disagrees. There's a healthcare gap, she says, and if nobody else is going to fill it, why not retailers?
Makes sense. I mean, capitalism. Everybody wants what? To make the money. And if you can make the money and serve the people, that's a good thing.
The product is only online now, but all members will get to make their own decisions when it hits shelves this May. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Washington.